Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Felicia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to Avanti Feeds Limited Q4 and FY 2025 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. C. Ramachandra Rao, Joint Managing Director, Mr. A. Venkata Sanjeev, Executive Director, Mr. Alluri Nikhilesh, Director of Avanti Feeds and Executive Director, Avanti Frozen Foods Private Limited, Mrs. Shantilata, GM Finance and Accounts, Ms. Lakshmi Sharma, Senior Manager, Corporate Affairs, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana, CFO, Avanti Frozen Foods Private Limited, Mr. K.S. Reddy, CFO, Avanti Pet Care Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. C. Ramachandra Rao, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Felicia. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to extend a warm welcome to all of you for this investors' conference call to review the audited financial results for Q4 FY 2025 and for the year ended 31st March 2025. Mr. A. Nikhilesh, Director, Avanti Feeds Limited, and Executive Director of Avanti Frozen Foods Private Limited, is joining from factory at Kovur. Along with me are C. Venkata Sanjeev, Executive Director, Avanti Feeds Limited, Mrs. Shantilata, GM Finance and Accounts of Avanti Feeds Limited, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana, CFO of Avanti Frozen Foods Limited, Private Limited, and Mr. K. Srinivas Reddy, CFO of Avanti Pet Care Private Limited. To begin with, Mrs. Shantilata, GM Finance and Accounts, Avanti Feeds Limited, will present highlights of financial results for the period and year ended 31st March 2025 of feed division and also consolidated financials of the company for the same period. Thereafter, Mr. Satyanarayana will present the financial highlights of shrimp processing and export division. After that, Mr. Srinivas Reddy will present the status of pet care projects. After presentation by all of them with a brief sum up, we will take up the questions and answer session.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I will take you through the consolidated and standalone financial performance highlights for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2025. First, we'll go through the consolidated financial results for the quarter ended Q4 FY 2025. The comparative performance of Q4 FY 2025 with that of Q3 FY 2025 and Q4 FY 2024 has been given in the presentation, which has been already circulated. Gross income in Q4 FY 2025 is 1,435 crore as compared to 1,405 crore in the previous quarter, Q3 FY 2025, an increase of 30 crore. Compared to Q4 FY 2024, gross income of 1,320 crore, there is an increase of 115 crore by about 8.7%. The PBT is 211 crore in Q4 FY 2025 as compared to 184 crore in Q3 FY 2025, an increase of 27 crore by 15%. Compared to Q4 FY 2024, PBT of 151 crore, there is an increase of 60 crore by about 40% increase. Comparison of financial year 2025 with that of financial year 2024 performance. In FY 2025, the total income increased to 5,778 crore from 5,505 crore in FY 2024. The PBT in FY 2025 increased to 737 crore from 537 crore in previous year, mainly due to increase in revenue and decrease in raw material cost and better overhead absorption. The consolidated results indicate net impact of several factors such as increase or decrease in income and expenditure relating to feed and frozen divisions. Now we will discuss the individual performance of these units. Standalone financial results of feed division. So Q4 FY25 results. The gross income for Q4 FY25 is 1070 crores as compared to 1077 crores in the previous quarter of Q3 FY25, a decrease of 7 crores due to decrease of quantity sold by 2338 metric tons. The gross income in Q4 FY25 increased to 1070 from 1022 crores in the corresponding quarter of Q4 24. An increase by 48 crores due to increase in sales quantity by 7,432 crores. The PBT for the Q4 FY25 is 194 crores as compared to 167 crores in Q3 FY25. An increase of 27 crores by about 16%, mainly due to decrease in raw material cost and better overhead absorption. The PBT in FY24 has increased by 75 crores from 119 crores in Q4 FY24, represented by 63%. The feed sales decreased by 2,338 MT to 1,29,711 MT in Q4 FY25 as compared to 1,32,49 MT in Q3 FY25 and increased by 7,432 MT from 1,22,278 MT when compared to Q4 FY24. So comparison of performance of feed division FY24 with FY25. In FY25, the total income increased to 4,563 crores from 4,395 crores in FY24 due to increase in feed sales and other income. The PBT in FY25 increased to 659 crores from 407 crores in the corresponding period, mainly due to increase in sales, other income and decrease in raw material cost and better overhead absorption. The major raw materials are fish meal, soybean meal and wheat flour. The noticeable development in this year and quarter is softening of two major raw materials, that is fish meal and soybean meal, resulting in improvement in the profitability. The prices of these raw materials keep fluctuating since their production is based on fish catches and agriculture. The prices of fish meal decreased in Q4 FY25 to 91 per kg from rupees 93 per kg in Q3 FY25 and from 119 per kg in Q4 FY24. In case of soybean meal, their prices reduced to 43 per kg in Q4 FY25 from 46 per kg in Q3 FY25 and 52 in Q4 FY24. However, the wheat flour price increased to 36 per kg in Q4 from 35 per kg in Q3 FY25 and 30 per kg in Q3 FY24. While on one hand, the raw material prices are instrumental in determining the margin, on the other hand, the status of aquaculture activity, conditions such as climate changes, diseases, etc. determine the consumption of feed in terms of volume, which will have an impact on the overall performance of the company. To sum up, in general, FY24-25 is a challenging year for the aquaculture industry, both in respect of shrimp production as well as global demand for shrimp export. In spite of the challenging year, your company had a better capacity utilization. Now, I'll talk about shrimp production and feed consumption in FY25. Shrimp feed consumption. The estimated shrimp production for 2024 is 10.5 to 11 lakh metric tons, and when the same is estimated in 2025 also, the overall shrimp production. The company fleet sales during FY25 is 5,55,000. 247 MT against 5,31,967 MT in FY24. In case of shrimp processing and exports, India's seafood exports touched 7,81,602 MT, an all-time high in volume during financial year 23-24. Frozen shrimp remained the major export item in quantity and value, accounting for a share of 40% in quantity and 66% of the total dollar earnings. The company's shrimp exports during FY25 was 14,149 MTs as compared to 13,444 MTs in FY24, an increase by 705 MTs. It is estimated that the exports during FY26 would be around 17,000 MTs. Update on fish feed. As reported in earlier con call, the company has imported fish feed from Thai Union Feed Mill Company Limited and is conducting trials under Indian conditions. Once the product performance is approved, the production will be taken up for domestic sale. Now, I will hand over to Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana to present highlights of shrimp processing and export division.
Thank you, madam. Good evening, everyone. So now I would like to take you through the financial highlights of shrimp processing and export division. So I will start with the quarter results, that is Q4 FY25. The gross income for Q4 FY25 is 364 crores as compared to 328 crores in Q3 FY25, an increase by 36 crores. Representing 11% mainly due to increase in sales quantity by 256 metric tons, which represents 7%. The gross income in Q4 FY25 increased to 364 crores from 297 crores during Q4 FY24, an increase of 67 crores, representing 22% year-over-year growth. The sales volume during Q4 FY25 increased to 4,100 metric tons from 3,846 metric tons in the last year same quarter, that is Q4 FY2024. So there is an increase of 254 metric tons when compared to the last year same quarter. Higher sales in Q4 FY25 were driven by volume growth and increase in average selling price realization and favorable foreign exchange rates. The PBT before exceptional item for Q4 FY25 stood at 18 crores, unchanged from Q3 FY2025. Despite higher sales during the quarter, PBT remained flat primarily due to the full period impact of countervailing duty in Q4 FY2025. The PBT in Q4 FY25 is 18 crores, a decrease from 32 crores in the corresponding quarter Q4 FY24, primarily due to the impact of countervailing duty and increase in raw material prices. Comparison of performance for the year ended 31st March 2025 with 31st March 2024. The gross income for the year ended 31st March 2025 was 1,219 crores as compared to 1,118 crore in the previous year, that is financial 2024. An increase of 101 crore in the gross income during FY2025 is mainly due to increase in sales quantity by 682 metric ton, representing 5%. Higher sales in FY2025 were driven mainly by volume growth and increase in average selling price realization and also favorable foreign exchange rates. The PBT in FY2025 is 86 crores as compared to 136 crores in the previous year, that is FY2024. A decrease in PBT by 50 crores is mainly on account of countervailing duty, higher ocean freight rates and depreciation from Krishnapuram new plant. Now I hand over to Mr. K. Srinivas Reddy to update the status of pet food project.
Thanks, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana. Now I would like to present an update on the status of Avanti Pet Care Private Limited, a subsidiary of the company. set up for a pet care product in India. As you know, company has formed a joint venture with a Blue Pillow Company Limited, Thailand, a well-known pet food and pet care product manufacturing company in Thailand, for a setting up joint venture company in India with an equity investment by them along with the transfer of technology. The company is in the final stage of acquisition of land and planning to commence the construction from September or October 25 after obtaining a government clearance from setting up of facilities. In the meantime, company with the objective of establishing brand of the company's product has successfully commenced a trading in cat food from January 2025. In the company's first product range under its own brand, presently the company is getting the products manufactured by the collaboration facility in Thailand and importing for trading. The brand name of the company's product is Avant First. The product launched in cat food ocean fish flavor. In Q4 FY24-25, that is January 25 to March 25, recorded a sales of 25.79 lakhs, which is within the expectations of the initial stage. At present, company is marketing products in 9 key markets, that is Mumbai, Pune, Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Solapur, Nagpur, Jaipur and Ahmedabad. Further planning to expand to more cities and build a presence in e-commerce and Q-commerce in the coming quarter. The company is also building a strong brand visibility through the digital marketing, advertisement on Instagram and Facebook. The company is planning to introduce other flavors in a cat food in a coming month. The company is also planning to launch a dog food product in August 2025. It is pertinent to mention that dog food is constitute major portion of pet food sales, which is about 80% and cat food is 20%. Now I hand over to GMD sir for closing remarks.
Thank you, Senior. At this stage, I would like to share with you some of the developments that have taken place during the course of the year, reflecting on performance of feed and processing and export business of the company. In respect of feed business, the relieving factor was more stable raw material prices and also feed sales yielding an increased profitability in the year compared to the previous year. The shrimp culture activity has also been stable. Except for some instances of disease and premature harvest. The farm gate prices of the shrimps were stable, resulting in maintaining the shrimp production levels. The export of processed shrimps registered a growth due to increase in export quantities and also increase in average selling price realization. The favorable US dollar conversion rates also helped to enhance the profitability of the shrimp processing division. As stated by my colleagues, the company is focusing on increasing the production and export of value-added products, yielding better margins and less competition. The company is also focusing on developing other markets like Japan, EU, etc. to reduce dependence on US market. As you are aware, the US announced a new reciprocal tariff on 2nd April 2025. The US imposed reciprocal tariffs on export from all countries trading with it. A baseline tariff of 10% on all countries came into effect from 5th April 2025, with country-specific reciprocal tariffs scheduled to begin on 9th April. India, the duties, various duties are like this. India, anti-dumping duty, that is ADD 1.35, countervailing duty 5.77, reciprocal tariffs 26%, total tariffs 33.12%. Thailand, zero anti-dumping duty, zero countervailing duty, reciprocal tariffs 36%. Vietnam, anti-dumping duty zero, countervailing duty 2.8 and reciprocal tariff 46%, total 48.8%. Indonesia, 3.9% is anti-dumping duty, the countervailing duty is nil and 32% is reciprocal tariff and total tariff is 35.9%. Ecuador, anti-dumping duty is nil and the countervailing duty is 3.8% and the reciprocal tariff 10% and total tariff is 13.8%. No tariff applies to container ships before 5th April 2025 if they arrive at the U.S. port before 27 May 2025. This is some sort of an arrangement for transition period for applicability of the reciprocal tariff. A baseline tariff applies to shipments dispatched between 5th April and 8th April 2025. On 9th April 2025, the U.S. announced a 90-day suspension of country-specific reciprocal tariff for all countries except China. The country-specific tariff which I read out just now. Shipment from 9th April till a period of 90 days will continue to incur only 10% baseline tariff. We will have to see what's going to be the future rate after 9, depending upon the announcement and the policy decision taken by the Trump government. The company proactively informed all U.S. customers about the tariff changes, and most of the customers have responded positively to the overall 10% price increase. Production was increased and shipment to U.S. were expedited, with most orders dispatched before 21st of May 2025. Indian and U.S. officials are engaged in high-level discussions continuously, aiming to finalize an interim trade deal with U.S. In fact, even the U.S. President Trump also announced very recently, a couple of days back, that the negotiations with Indian government for a tariff free-traded agreement is advanced stage and it may come any moment. An announcement is expected later this month, potentially before President Trump's July 9th deadline. India, encouraged by recent trade agreements, is carefully considering U.S. demands, balancing economic opportunities with potential domestic impact. In addition to the tariff, the levy of CVD, which is at 5.77% presently, is always an additional burden to the export of shrimps to U.S., which is a major export market for the company. In this context, the Seafood Exporters Association of India, with support of Government of India, pursuing U.S. Department of Commerce with a request to review and reconsider the levy of CVD, which represents only remission of duties and taxes levied by the government. Keeping this factor in view, the endeavor of the company is to expand its global market to other destinations like Japan, Korea, EU and Middle East. To sum up, notwithstanding levy of duties such as ADD, CVD and the reciprocal tariff by US, the company is confident that in the course of business, the market correction, balancing demand and supply and price determination do take place, ensuring sustainability of aquaculture industry in the long run. With this observation, I would like to keep the floor open for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I request the participants to restrict with two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. First question comes from Shivam Sahu, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go ahead, Hello. Sir.
Ma'am, why stock price has been decreased day by day? Around 15 to 16% decrease last 4 days.
Can you please come back? Your question is not clear.
So you withdraw this question, sir. Yes, the next question comes from Balaji from Avanti Feeds. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Sir, can I connect you to Avanti Feeds, sir? Sir, my question is regarding that have raw material like fish meal, soybean, and wheat flour. What is the percentage of share of each raw material?
What? Percentage share of each raw material?
In the consumption pattern. Okay. Which raw material will use?
Ingredients.
Sir, raw material ingredients, is that what you are asking, the percentage of raw material ingredients?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Percentage of raw material ingredients.
Sir, that is our formula. We cannot disclose that.
And also, our general manager said is that the combination or composition formulation depends upon different grades of products that we are making. And it is a sort of confidential information which we cannot share with anyone. Because depending upon the circumstances, region, necessity, climatic conditions, the formulas keep changing. There is no consistent standard product mix that we are giving it.
Yes, sir. But now, what is the cost of the raw material? Sorry, is in quarter one we are. Are there any increase in price of the fish meal, soybean, wheat flour, sir? Is the trend to remain same or is there any increase in raw material we are observing, sir? And other thing is, sir, instead of these raw materials.
Yes, tell me, sir.
The raw material cost is clear from the financial statements given. You can see that what is the raw material cost is given separately there. The raw material consumed is given. You can arrive at the cost of raw material from the financial statements.
Yes. Sir, I am asking what is the present trend, sir? Is it increasing trend or it is stable?
So, it is fluctuating. Let me tell you now, recently the government has increased the MSP of wheat, soya and all the this thing, I think just a week back. So, immediately the prices have gone up. So, it is very difficult to say, basing on the day-to-day market situation, the prices fluctuate. See, after the announcement of MSP, the soya bean meal price has gone up and also wheat flour prices have gone up.
Yes.
So, and also the second thing is that, you know, when we get the actually harvest, the prices decrease marginally and immediately goes up. Soya bean meal crop comes from the September, end October, and wheat production. The harvest comes in from March. So it is a fluctuating market. The prices of the raw materials keep fluctuating. So we normally take the price.
Yes, sir. Sir, this is the last question. Sir, if you say that
your voice is breaking. It's not clear.
Is okay, madam, present?
Okay, please go ahead.
Sir, if the Trump effect, if tariffs remain same, so how will our sale of the shrimp be impacted and how our export will impact it?
In Trump tariff, how it will export.
Nikhilesh, are you there, Nikhilesh?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sir, if the Trump tariffs remain same, at the higher end, how are our shrimp seed will be affected, sir? Meaning it will decrease.
You mean 10% or 26%?
At the higher end, sir. At the higher end, 26%.
At the higher end is 26%. So then it would be, the tariff would be as follows. Ecuador would be 10%, India would be 26%. Indonesia would be, I think, about 32 or 35 or something, and Vietnam would be over 40%. So I think generally we'll be number two. We will lose competitiveness over Ecuador, but we'll gain competitiveness against the shrimp farming countries in Asia. So I think overall it will be like average, not too bad, not too good.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ronaksha from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I have a couple of questions. So my first question is regarding what is the current demand scenario for the shrimp feed into the market?
Yeah, it will be around 12 lakhs.
Same like last year.
It's almost same like last year. It will be around 12 lakh tons per annum.
Yeah, so from the Avanti feed perspective, how we are projecting our FY26 feed consumption, can it be in the range of 5.5 lakh metric tons?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about just marginally, it's more than actually 5 lakh. It will be, you should be able to make around 5 lakh to 5 lakh 10,000 tons.
No, 550 to 560. Maybe we will be around the same like last year.
Last year, and we will be, our sales would be on the same lines as last year, previous year.
Okay. So my second question is regarding the competitive pricing. So as sir highlighted that there are the various tariffs and CVD which is going on. So how is Indian shrimp landed cost is compared to the Ecuador vis-a-vis other Asian countries?
Niklesh, can you take this?
Yeah, could you repeat the question again, please?
So, Niklesh, what is the competitive what is the landed price competitiveness which India is having compared to the Ecuador and other Asian countries, specifically for the USA, considering current CVDs and the tariffs?
See, that's a good question. So, I would say with the current duty structure, India currently has a lot of duty onto a country with CVD and ADD as two duties which we have higher compared to the other countries. But if you see the reciprocal tariff, it's much lower than what is what the countries in Asia, other countries in Asia have, like Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Ecuador, on the other hand, again has lower duty on that. So generally, I would say on a whole bucket of tariffs, including the reciprocal tariff, I think we fare pretty much equal to the other Asian producing countries, but much, much higher on duty compared to Ecuador. That being said, our competitive advantage against Ecuador will be reduced. But however, the only silver line is that Ecuador doesn't produce a lot of the products that we do. We do a lot of value addition, not high value, but like medium value products like a cooked or a raw or a shrimp ring. Tail on, tail off products, pindi vein. So these things that Ecuador can't do as much as us because of the population that we have, in the country and the way that our companies are structured, etc. So that way, I would say on a whole tariff bucket, where Ecuador has an advantage, but we all have our own niches in the game. So we need to wait and see what happens in the future. So there are also for the tariffs, I wouldn't say that these tariffs are permanent, right? These are reviewed periodically year on year. So these keep fluctuating and we're quite positive that things, our association of seafood members and the Indian government are working positively to ensure that the duties are reduced.
Yeah. And lastly, just a follow-up on this, Niklesh. So, in last few years, when you see Avanti is continuously focusing on capacity expansion, and on top of that, we are saying that we are going to have 16 to 17,000 metric ton kind of the export sales from the processing. But when we look at the actual numbers, the last 3-4 quarters, we always fall short of the guidance. On top of that, we are having also a planned capacity expansion. So how we are seeing these all these parameters looking, considering the one side we are saying that we are having competitive edge over the Ecuador in terms of the processed product and the niche product. However, we are not seeing exponential or the substantial growth into the processing division. So my first question is how you are seeing these or in terms of the growth terms. And secondly, considering the CVD and anti-dumping duty, our profitability goes to the toss. So when earlier the feed division used to have lower margin, processing used to have better margin profitability, which should be the normal case, which has reversed significantly. So how overall management is seeing these two business profitability going ahead? Yeah, that's it from my side.
Okay, that's a good question. So see, on the capacity addition, I think there's no more additional capacity that's being added right now. Whatever had to be added is completed. And we needed it for multiple different reasons, because during season, it's a seasonal business, right? Like, there's no shrimp during the monsoon season, because if it rains, the shrimp comes out of the pond, right? And just like, of course, there is little volume that comes in, but we call it the off season. So even if we want to process at full capacity, we will not be able to. So this is something where we're trying to process during season and trying to export as much as product as we can. And as you know, we had two facilities. We added a third one because the first one was built in 1997. Acquired in 1997. It's a very old factory. It's over 30 years. So we want to shut it down for renovation. There's no room for expansion. So we needed another facility with state-of-the-art equipment, a cooked line, a value-added line, etc. So that is the reason for capacity addition. And also, if you see about exponential, you asked about exponential growth. I think in the last quarter, the revenue increased by 22%. Which is quite a good revenue increase if you see on a year-on-year basis. On a full-year basis also, it's about 9% in a quite, I would say, it's been quite a weak market generally with oversupply. So that's still a good revenue growth, both if you see for the last quarter, which has been really good. And year on year also about 9%, which is also, I wouldn't say, like a poor performance on terms of revenue growth. In terms of the margins, see, that's the best part of being an investor at Avanti. If the feed business is not doing well because of raw material prices or any competitive pressures, we also have the frozen business, which is in the same industry, which will give an alternate revenue source and kind of diversify our revenues and profit margins. Similarly, like you pointed out, like in the past, the feed wasn't doing well, the processing was doing well. Today, the feed is doing really well. The processing margins have fallen down due to, I would say the reason is purely non-operational. Like you mentioned, these are from duties coming from countervailing and anti-dumping. But if you see the revenue growth and the business itself, fundamentally, we have been really robustly growing it. Our value-added products are really increasing. The company's processing division has become one of the top export houses in India. So generally, things are healthy if you take out the non-operational factors. So, and the last point I'd like to add is, I had mentioned to the previous question that these duties are not permanent, right? These are reviewed periodically. The U.S. government gives opportunity to kind of make changes to what they're concerned about, a lot of work with the government, etc., on how certain tax refunds are structured, etc. So that's, like I said on the previous question, we are working along with the Indian Seafood Association and also the government to address these concerns and try to roll back some certain parts of the duty.
Yeah. Okay. So just lastly, so is it
Sir Ronak, can you join back the queue, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict for 2 questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. The next question comes from Gopi Krishna from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. We traditionally see that June quarter, like the Q1, is the strongest for Avanti Feeds because that's where we make a lot of business, right? Traditionally, if you see your accounts. And I also see that in the Q3 and Q4, the margins are pretty much impressive. Now, what is the expectation of Q1? Do you still see that the margins will further expand?
See, for this quarter, there are plus and minus also. As you said, the raw material prices keep stable. And on that front, we do not see a big really burden on the additional burden. But as far as the sales is concerned, we already told you that we are going to be at the same level as in the last year. But however, so the recently we have reduced the price of feed. There was a lot of immediately after the announcement of reciprocal tariff by US, there was a lot of concern by the farmers, the government, the state government, Andhra Pradesh state government, and all they came and we had a series of discussions with them, and to accommodate and to see that the aquaculture continues, the sustainability is maintained, we have to take a price cut by decreasing the price by 3 rupees per kg. So that will have an impact, full impact also will be there in this quarter. And hopefully the prices, the raw material prices stabilize, and they should be able to maintain same level of profitability in Q1 26. So as in Q1 25, that should be the, because normally Q1 and Q2 are the good two quarters which we make. The aquaculture is very active, and even now the culture is going on very well. So we expect that the performance for this year also in the same lines as in the last year, and profitability also, by and large, it should, assuming that these prices of raw materials remain stable as they are today. So I think that we will be able to maintain the profitability for these 2 quarters, first quarter, Q1.
Right. And my second question is, we see like the 75% of the business, what feed business, is coming to North America. Like if there are, like the tariff is coming in place, then Ecuador has a clear edge over India. So are we trying to expand it to other countries? That's one. And we see that there is, when there is a tariff issues, there was a lot of concern raised from the farmers of Andhra Pradesh. Was this issue being highlighted to state government? Are there any incentives? Are there any kind of tax relief which we got? Is what is my last question.
Niklesh, will you be able to take the first question? Also, of course, generally the tariff is in the public domain whenever there is a tax. And the incentives also, as of now, there is no such thing as the announced by the government. But I think as far as the first question is concerned, I think, Niklesh, could you take this question?
Yeah, I can say that, yes, the U.S. market particularly has been extremely volatile over the last 1 year. We've had different types of duties. A completely new duty, we like CVD came in, and then we have reciprocal tariff, which was 26, then changed to 10, and we still have no clarity. It's not only for shrimp, I guess, it's for all industries. So it has been volatile, so we are actively looking at other markets. Definitely, if you look at the PPT sent by you for the financial year FY25, the U.S. market share has come down to about 70% from 83% the year before. And the last, we're also, if you see that PPT, it says about 70%, but that also includes Canada. but our US market share has come down to the lowest that we've had at least in the last 4 quarters, if I'm not wrong. So we are actively looking into other markets. We just classify the markets as North America, Europe, and Asia just to make it simple. But yes, we are diversifying from the US market actively just to escape this kind of volatility that's happening in the country right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we move to the next question, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Nitin Awasthi from Increed Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just a few technical things I just want to understand. Firstly, on the non-immediate tariffs, which are the older tariffs, the ADD and the CVD, these are supposed to be periodically reviewed, and we were supposed to have a CVD review in mid of this year. Is that happening, or because of the whole tariff situation, it's kind of on pause?
No, the review is still happening right now.
Okay. Okay, got it. So probably in another month or two, or by the next quarter, we'll have representatives and everything. At least the statements from the committee will be out. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. The final determination will be out in the next few weeks.
Understood, sir. Understood. And this implication will be from April itself, right?
It will be from 2023, February, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, first February.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's retrospective. So it's the period of evaluation is not this year, but the previous year, the what they're evaluating.
Yes, no. I'm just, the part where I was asking from is that would we, because this duty, like you said, is the evaluation period is of course the older period, but from when will it be applicable? The applicability will of course be a few months before today, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Because then that could be a swing that comes in. Either most likely what the industry is expecting is that CVD will be cut, then you have a positive swing for the refund.
Okay, I'm following your question, Nitin, but I'm not able to get it completely. There are two different things, right? The ADD is under review right now. The CVD is closed and they'll open the review later. The ADD, which is under review, the determination, the final determination should come out in the next, I think, like you said, 2 months or so. And the duty would be paid for the year, the entries into the US from February of 23 to March of 24.
Understood. And any particular time frame when the CVD hearings would reopen?
Not that I know of at the moment, because we are not the respondents also, so there is no direct communication with us apart from industry news.
Understood.
But I can tell you that things are moving in a good direction, in the sense that the government is actively working to provide our workings to the US government, which we did not the last time. So it's going in a good direction compared to what it happened the last time.
Yes, sir, because that was what there's a worry about, because last time what had happened was very unfortunate and it was a sudden surprise to the street. And of course the industry is involved in this business, like your good selves, because we were not expecting that CVD rate would be that high.
Yes, yes. It was quite unfortunate. It was election year, so everyone were busy, but now everyone's actively working to ensure that it's kind of rolled back.
Got it, sir. The second question was relating to the new business of pet care. The pet care division is in an official JV, so the balance sheet impact and the P&L impact of said JV would just be a line item of profit from associates or loss from associates. Is that understanding correct?
It's a line item.
It's a line item.
Line by line consolidation. It is a subsidiary of Avanti Feeds.
Okay, so it's a subsidiary of Avanti Feeds, not a JV.
Not a JV.
By the accounting framework is what I trying to get.
Yes. It's a separate company, SPV, for implementation of this project, and in which the substantial investment of Avanti Feeds is there. So the consolidation, line by line consolidation, takes place in Avanti Feeds accounts.
Understood, sir. So lastly, on this one, this front itself, the trading, the pet care business, which is currently a trading business, if I understand it correctly, which is right now we're just trying to bump up our sales. So there would only be a few costs that we will be incurring per sale that we make. And only post manufacturing will profitability kick in. Is that understanding correct?
You are right. Because, see, it is the initial period. Normally the expenditure on brand promotion and establishing the market and all these expenses would be more in the initial stages, which will give results in later part. So, as you rightly mentioned, the first part is that when we do the trading, definitely the trading may not result in as much profitability as we anticipated. But nevertheless, it gives a lot of mileage to us because these products are in the market under Avanti brand. So these the mileage and this brand establishment will be very, very helpful when we start production. So immediately we'll have a ready-made market for our products, and then the profitability will be certainly better than, much better than what we are in the trading we are making. And expenditure is also high in the initial stages. Let's say about 2-3 years, there will be heavy expenditure on various promotional measures, advertisements, distribution costs. All these things have to be stabilized and brought to a level of, profitable sales levels. Then we'll be able to make profit. Okay?
Understood, sir. So lastly, from my side, what is the target for, on the sales side, the volume side, which we have for this year, for pet food division?
Pet care division? Yeah.
Ten crores.
Volume. See, the thing is that there are two feeds that we are now producing. That one is the cat food, which we have launched in January 25. And we plan to launch the dog food, which is really the 80% market of pet care would be dog food. The dog food will be launched in the month of August, and the cat food is only 20%. So this the major portion of our sales will reflect in the fourth quarter and Q1, the third and fourth quarter and Q1 of next year. That's how we are planning. So initially, the acceptance by the market is also very important. We are incurring a lot of expenditure and promotional things, that giving free samples and getting. I think Venkat Sanjeev would give more about the pet care products.
So the acceptance, as of now, we've launched a cat food and we're planning to launch a second flavor by end of this month. The dog food, which is the major proportion of the pet food industry, would be launching in August. So it would take some time for the market to catch up to the brand. But this year we are expecting 10 crores revenue, around 10 crores revenue. That's what our target is.
I may add that the good news for the investors is that our cat food is being accepted very well by the market. That is a very, very significant, event for us, because the market is treating this as a good product, which is received instantaneously by all the parents, pet parents. They say that their pets are really enjoying this feed compared to others. That's a good news for the investors. So in the future, and we expect that dog food also will be having the same reception, because our quality, as you know, Avanti always maintains the best quality products. So we maintain that also. That's what we can tell from our side.
Understood, sir. Thank you for answering my question. Best of luck for the future ventures. And also, I have also seen the cat food brand catching craze around parts of Mumbai. The last cat event also you guys were present. So yeah, that is a good thing for the whole community, and congratulations on that, and best of luck going ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Rahul Rathi from Purnatha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Congratulations on a great year. You know, it's lots of uncertainty and the delivery has been fantastic. So my two questions, so I'll start with the first one. If I look at your five-year return on capital employed, the lowest has been 13% and this year has been 23%. And if I look at the last 10 years, 13% has been the lowest. So we are in, you know, somewhere in the early 20s. How do you all think about return on capital employed? Is there a thought process around what you all want? How do you decide capital allocation decisions or the business side of things?
Yeah, see, if you look at the analysis, definitely our profitability has been very good in the over the consistent maintenance of the profitability over the years. And as you know, that it is something which is completely, based on the nature's this one and also market conditions. So what we think is that the profitability that we are getting, we keep to maintain the same levels of profitability as far as the operations are concerned. Particularly the, as a group, we have this frozen foods, which is now in the mode to really expand and, expand means the market, not to the production, but it is to the divesting the market from US to other countries. And also the pet care project also is going to come. So these are the things, and we consider that the return on capital should be at the same level on an average around it started with, as you said, 13%, 14%. It's around, if you can get around 15%, that we would consider as a very reasonable and good return on investment.
But right now you are at 23%.
Yeah, of course. This is, I would put it that it is one of the best years, that we cannot expect that every year is going to be like this year. This year, fortunately, we got the raw materials produced, prices coming down, and also the prices were there. But you know what happened? After some time, suddenly this reciprocal tariff came, and we had to reduce the feed price by 3 rupees. So now the direct impact on the profitability. 3 rupees price. So like that, see, unforeseen events do take place.
No, I'm not worried about unforeseen. I'm just worried about management. So over, let's say if I take next 3-5 years, so next year and 3 years, will you have a about 20% return on capital employed, or you're looking at a lower return?
We cannot give that 20% assurance like that.
Assurance, not, expectation.
Not looking for, see the balance. See, if we can maintain 15%, that would, we consider it's ideal.
Okay. Second point is, given that you're expecting a return on capital of 15%, you know, if I look at the last 5 years, you've almost added 1,000 crores plus investments plus cash on the balance sheet from what is there, and it's not been used, over the last, if I look at your 10-year history, you've always added to cash on the balance sheet in terms of investments and cash. Any thought processes around, what you plan to do with? Because it will be a drag on your return on capital and it'll also inflate your balance sheet. So any thoughts on capital allocation?
I would like to look at this like this, because So, if you see the balance sheet, we don't have any borrowings. Totally no borrowings, zero borrowings. You know what is the rate of working capital interest today? If we don't use this money, where is it going? If you look at the balance sheet and profit and loss account, how we are able to maintain the inventory levels and receivables and the situation and how it is possible, because the money that is generated is going into that, most portion of that, particularly in the seasonal industry, we need money when the season starts. For example, in soybean meal, the season starts in October. So we buy soybean meal in large quantities and keep it to maintain the price. Later on it will go up. See, these are all the costs which are not seen in the balance sheet. And they go by this principle.
So you think you require about 1900 crores cash?
We always believe that, see, the management of the cash that we have should be safe and it should be giving good value to the investors. If we put some industry, okay, we have money, we start some industry, and if we don't get returns on that, what will happen? What is the return that we can expect today on any investment? You can't get big returns on investment. And so many risks are involved in any new industry. So what we believe, the board of directors believe, that at the appropriate time, we should be able to take the decisions which will be in the interest of the investors. And see, earlier we were thinking that this surplus should be used only for capital. But what we see practically is that when we use it for working capital, we are able to make about 15% to 20% saving on the interest alone, financial cost. You don't see it in our P&L account. Are you able to see, sir? No, sir. No, that's what I am trying to say. And your money is safe. Whatever is there, we are always conservative. We don't believe in high-yielding commercial papers and getting it as far as our surplus funds investment is concerned. We always go for AAA-rated companies, secured, and at the same time, we try to maintain 7% to 8% pre-tax returns and whatever the amount that is available after utilizing for the working capitals. That's what, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.